Alright, Dez's back at it. I know it's been a little while, and I'm sorry for that. I apologize. However, been extremely busy, had a lot going on, a lot of fucking work hours, and finally getting back into a nice fucking routine where life is good, which consists of waking my ass up, going to work, going to the gym, going home, eating, and fucking sleeping. That's the routine I like. That's the routine I've been getting myself back into. And, you know, so that's why I haven't posted. I don't know. I don't even know when the last one went out, to be honest. But, yeah, so all you can suck a dick if you have shit to say. For all, yeah, you know what? That's the other thing, too. Look, I send this fucking podcast out to every one of my Snapchat, minus a couple. Hold on. I send this fucking podcast out to every one of my Snap, minus a couple people. Every time I fucking post it, and you know what? First, didn't do so bad with the amount of plays that it got. Now, they're consistently dropping. And I want to see those numbers go up, not down, you fucking cunts. Up, not down. U-P. Get it? U-P. Anyway, something that I was just fucking randomly thinking about as I drive home in traffic, or not really traffic, but drive home down fucking 95 from New Hampshire, was that fucking shooting that happened yesterday in Jersey. And the only reason why I was thinking about it was because that's actually somewhat near where my family is actually from. So I was a little interested in it. I was like, yeah, you know, I always knew going there, place was a fucking shithole. And so naturally, when I saw the town that it was in, I was fucking attracted to it. You fucking pussy, fucking statey, piece of shit. No, so I didn't like read up a shit ton on it, but I did watch a couple of videos, CNN, Fox News. What are you looking at, you fucking stupid cock? Pay attention to your own fucking lane. Not me and what I'm doing in my lane. Your lane, asshole. Your lane. 8XH979. That's his license plate number. Red Toyota Corolla. Anyone wants to fuck with him? That's probably illegal that I just said his fucking license plate number. Who gives a fuck? Anyways. Yeah. I watched some videos. I read one fucking article on it. About these two idiots that were stopped at or near a cemetery for suspicious behavior. Jewel rip. Yeah, so these two fucking idiots were stopped at a cemetery for suspicious behavior by a fucking detective and his partner, some shit. And anyways, these fuckers got lit up. All right, let me rephrase. Let me restart that. First of all, they killed the two cops that fucking... It was either one or it was two. I think it was one. It was a detective that fucking stopped him. So they killed him, pronounced dead on site. And then these two shitbags went to a grocery store, lit up another 4 to 5 people, and then they exchanged fucking gunfight, I think for 2 to 3 hours with cops. The CNN video I watched, it was rifle fire. But, you know, they fucking exchanged, and you know, the dumbest shit you can fucking do, and I don't get why people that are going to do this kind of shit think like this, but if I was going to go on a fucking shooting spree, all right, we'll say I'm going to go kill a couple of cops, and then I'm not going to lock myself in a fucking building that can be surrounded. There's a reason that one of the most fucking famous police lines out there are "we have the building surrounded." Like, you got to think that shit through before you fucking go ahead and do it. Or after you've killed the first person, whether it's a cop or not. I don't advocate for this shit at all. So whoever's fucking listening, don't fucking get your panties in a knot. Because I'm not saying that. I'm saying if I was psychotic, schizophrenic, you know, fucking just, I was going to go postal one day, and I was going to start lighting people up, I wouldn't light these people up and then go to a fucking building. No, I'm going to light these people up and continue to do so as I go on the run. Now, I'm not going to develop or tell you guys the rest of my plan in case one day when I go postal because of early onsets of CTE, I can get away with it. I mean, I'm not going to be fucking stupid because all you got to do, fucking 50 years, 40 years, 30 years, 20, 10, 5 years down the road, whenever it happens, it's going to happen to everyone. All I can do is go back, fucking dig into my history, and then, you know, find this shit. Oh, well, let's see what he talked about when he was fucking doing that. Oh, look at that. Gave away his plan. Let's see if it's fucking identical to what he's done now. So, yeah, anyways, I'm going to fucking not tell you guys the rest of that, but I'm not going to fucking go into a building and lock myself in there with minimal ammo and fucking two guns. You know what the other thing, too, is? If I'm going to go out and I'm going to shoot people, I'll give this plan away just because I wouldn't do this. But, or I'm not, I don't know how to put this. At least stock up on the shit before you're going to fucking do this kind of shit. Or if a cop rolls up on you and you instinctively are going to shoot him, like you know that's what your body's going to tell you to do, at least have fucking more than 100, 200, 300 rounds of fucking ammo that you have to conserve over the course of time to think whether you're going to off yourself or fucking get shot in the head by a cop or fucking try to make an escape, but you're still going to get lit up, so you're essentially offing yourself. You just don't have the balls to pull the trigger yourself. I don't know. I feel terrible about the cops that died. The police officers that got shot, that's fucking terrible. Rest in peace. Again, I'm not advocating that I would ever go out and fucking start shooting cops. But, you know, you gotta feel bad. And then I read something else. There was another thing I saw fucking that was considered an act of terrorism. Was some fucking hobby kebab beeb fucking camel sucking dick asshole walked up to a cop in his own squad car at the department in the parking lot and just fucking shot this dude right in the head. Like, what the fuck? I mean, I don't know if that's going postal. Obviously, I mean, I think the guy was a fucking jihadist. I just made a very rash assumption when I started that first sentence that he was a fucking, you know, haji. But I could be wrong. I actually didn't look too much into that one either. I just know a pretty young officer got shot in the head at his own department sitting in his cruiser. Again, I honestly, I'll look into that one. I don't know if the suspect got killed, if he was caught. I don't know what the fuck it is. I just know that they called it an act of terrorism. But, you know, this is another fucking example as to why we can't let, you know, certain people, those democratic fucktards, take away more of our rights to carry. Matter of fact, I think that fucking ban for ARs and all that shit in mass especially, needs to start lifting the fucking ban rules. Because, you know, this just because this shit is happening in other states doesn't mean it's fucking not going to happen here. That's what I think people, these fucking liberal fucks, don't understand. Let's actually, you know what, let's notice a pattern here. The shooting started out, well, you know, no, we can draw a demographical map, but there have been in California, the fucking Midwest, and they're slowly but surely creeping their way up into New England. And here's what I think's happening. If you look at some of the shootings that have happened and shit, they're getting a little more planned as they go. You know, like the Pasadena one in fucking Pasadena, Texas, California. I don't give a fuck what fucking state it's in. Just a fucking school shooting. If I'm correct, again, I could be way the fuck off here. That happened a little while ago, so I could be way the fuck off. They didn't get too many. They didn't. The guy or the people, whatever the fuck it was, didn't get too many. The nightclub shooting in Florida, fucking 53, 52, whatever it was, people killed. That one at the fucking naval base down in Florida, what, two people got shot? I don't even think they were killed. I could be wrong. Again, this is me going off fucking pretty much background noise to my fucking ears. So it's like I'm sitting there paying close attention. You know, I can fucking tell you every goddamn fact down to what kind of bullet was used and what kind of gun it came out of and the fucking grain that was inside the bullet. I can't tell you that shit. We'll go with the fucking Sandy Hook one. You know, they're progressively getting better. Wow, that sounds really fucking bad. But they're becoming more planned or more, not planned, but spontaneously fucking more impactful on society. As in, like, the next person's trying to do the fucking better than the last one. And you know what? Why wouldn't you if you were a fucking psychopath? Why wouldn't you want to beat the last guy that went before you? You know, like the Florida nightclub. I think what happened before him, it was like fucking 17 people at a, what the fuck was that? A Super Walmart or some shit? That was in Texas. That one was definitely in Texas. 17, and then the fucking Florida nightclub one happened. That was 52. Like, dude, the previous guy, drastically out fucking done. And, you know what? Only one fucking terrible, absolutely horrible thing has happened that we consider that was terrorism. In Boston, actually. It was the fucking Boston bombings. That was pretty fucked up. Again, you know, not a shooting. More, it was bombs. And that didn't necessarily give, you know, Democrats and liberal fucks instant ammunition to jump to fucking banning guns even more. But, you know, definitely gave some ammunition. So, I don't know where the fuck I was going with that. I don't even know how the fuck my brain got on shootings or where the fuck that came from and if it even sounded educated at all. It definitely didn't. But that's all right because me fucking rambling. But, yeah, no. You know, it's fucking, you know, it's pretty fucking sad now that, you know, you can't really leave home without feeling like something's going to happen. Granted, you know, I live in an area that's fucking very mellow. Wouldn't have to worry about that kind of thing. And even if I did, fucking, I don't know. I'm not going to get into that because that's a whole nother fucking can of worms I got to open up. And I don't feel like doing that. But, so what I do want to talk about now, huge transition, you know, still makes me fucking pissed off this topic. But I'm actually kind of fucking glad it's happening now. But the Patriots on a fucking 2-game losing streak, 3 games lost on the year. They're at 10-3, and I believe they bumped down to number 5 in the power rankings or number 6. I think it was number 5 in the power rankings for the top 10 power teams in the NFL right now. I don't know what the fuck's going on. I'm not going to say Brady's washed up. I'm not going to say that he has no idea what the fuck he's doing. But I will say, out of the last 2 games I've watched them lose in, he has made some very, very fucking questionable throws. As in, I probably could have seriously thrown the ball fucking better. And his receivers, even Edelman, just have been sucking the fattest tip you could possibly suck. And I'm not saying they're not making some great catches here and there and they're not scoring, but they're not winning football games. They're not really scoring that much. Well, they just lose fucking 28-14. I forget, 28. I don't remember the fucking score, but I turned it off after the end of the second quarter. Yeah, going into halftime, I fucking turned that shit off more or less because I was fed up with the bullshit. But, yeah, I don't know what the fuck's going on. And you know what? I'm not going to blame Josh McDaniels here because I think he's got the right play calls. I don't think the fucking players are executing it. And what I think needs to happen is Brady needs to go back, 5 to 7 years and fucking lay into his team. Lay into the fucking offense. Defense, playing fucking lights out still. They're obviously, you know, teams are going to score, but they're still getting takeaways. They're still getting turnovers. Forcing 3 and outs, that kind of bullshit. But you can't really, you know, you can't win a game just based on defense. You need both fucking parties to be there, offense and defense. But, you know, and Brady did it towards the end of the game in the Ravens game, I want to say it was. They just played the Texans and they lost. Yeah. So it had to have been fucking the Ravens game. You know, I saw him on the sideline and then obviously saw some fucking pictures and some fucking jokey videos go about. Brady, you know, not, it didn't look like he was yelling. My personal opinion, people like, oh, Brady's letting his offensive players in line know what's going on. It looked like he was just talking to him with a little bit of a fucking gusto. You know what I mean? Like, emphasizing, yeah, catch the fucking ball. No, I want to see, you know, we're grown fucking men. We're not, I'm going to go 23 and under anymore. We're not fucking babies. You're a grown-ass man. If you can't take a fucking yelling, if you can't take somebody yelling at you, then get the fuck out of the league. But I think Brady needs to fucking let his team have it. He's the team leader. Been playing on the team. One of the fucking longest active players on that team as we speak. But fucking, dude, grow a fucking pair. Let your balls hang low and fucking ream into this goddamn team. Because what they're doing right now isn't working. And what you're doing isn't working, buddy. And I really think you need to fucking step it up. Yell at your fucking team. Obviously, give some constructive criticism. Give some positive reinforcement to it. Because, again, you don't want to make these people fucking hate you. Not that they could, and that they did. Fuck them. Go to a different team. But if you, you know, sack the fuck up. You're 40 years old. Lay them into your fucking team. Either they're going to fucking play lights out, go balls to the walls every fucking play, or you're going to fucking sit or get kicked off the team. I don't give a fuck. Traded, whatever the fuck you're going to do. Get people in there that want to fucking play. That rookie, you know, you've been playing pretty good. Myers, doing pretty good. My personal opinion. Granted, a couple of balls thrown his way I thought were catchable. Not necessarily by me, but someone who's 6'4" fucking with a, you know, vertical of like 30 plus inches and has a fucking wingspan of like 6'10". Yeah, should probably be able to catch a fucking football. If Brady doesn't fucking choke a dick and throw it 9 feet over his head. But, you know, that shit's been pissing me off. But again, I'm kind of glad they're getting the losses out of their way now. That way, come playoffs, you know, that shit, just all the kinks and shit are worked out. All the fucking errors are worked out. All the kinks are out. Fucking, you know, bad habits pushed aside. All that bullshit. Get it over with now. And I said this actually from the get-go. I actually said this from fucking, oh, fuck. No, they've lost to the Ravens. Fucking Houston. Who the fuck have the fucking Pats lost to? Goddamn. They've lost to the Texans. They've lost to the Ravens. Now I gotta look this shit up. Because now it's gonna fucking piss me off. Yeah, buddy. Stay in the fucking lane. No need to ride the sleep line. All right, dickhead? All right. Patriots. Losses. This season. Let's see. Schedule and stats of the New England Patriots 2019. All right, yeah, so they've lost to the fucking Ravens, Houston's, oh, and Kansas City. That, why the fuck was that blank? Ah, oh, I don't know why that was fucking getting out of my head. But I even said it to the Ravens game. And there's a couple of my buddies who I was with for that fucking game that can verify this shit. All right. Obviously, I want the Pats to win. If they could go undefeated, fucking great, and win the season out and the Super Bowl out, awesome. However, when they played the Ravens, Lamar Jackson's a fucking psychopath. He's nasty. I did say, if they're going to lose to a team, I'd rather it be the Ravens or the fucking Chiefs. Just so happens they've lost to both. I actually wasn't pissed off when they lost to the Ravens, only because, again, the Ravens are a fucking great team. They played lights fucking out that game. I thought I also saw something too that fucking says the Pats can actually miss the fucking playoffs this year. It was very unlikely, but there was some shit that the Pats can do to fucking blow their playoff chances this year. As a matter of fact, I'm gonna fucking find out what the fuck that is, because now I'm kind of curious. I didn't really Google it or research it too well. Can the Patriots not make the make the playoffs despite finishing with 11-5 record? The Patriot, no, that's what the fuck, that's old fucking news, you dumb fucks. What the fuck? The 2018-19 playoffs began on Saturday, January 5th, 2019 after the... Oh, what the fuck? No, that's not it. That's not what I wanted. I'm going to have to look more into that. But, yeah, it was something small. I don't remember what the fuck it was to be exact. But I know that there was something that said the Patriots can actually not make the fucking playoffs this year. They could blow it. However, they did, from what I just saw, again, that was going to fucking, you know, reminded me too, was they did go 11-5 that 1 year Brady tore his ACL, and they didn't make the playoffs. They got beat up by the Dolphins that year. Fucking choked in the first place. So, I mean, my personal opinion, I'd rather have them win out the rest of their games. 13-3 is not a bad regular season record at all. I think that's pretty fucking... I think that's going to be right up there with the 49ers. I think it's going to be right up there with the fucking... the Ravens. I think that's going to be... You know... I'd like to see personally in the playoffs. Dallas, even though they're fucking choking a fat cock lately too. They're my number two team. Realistically, they're both. Yeah, I try to keep up with them, but... you know... I can only do so much. I'm only fucking human. But I'd like to see Dallas, New England... it'd actually be kind of cool to see the Rams in there again. And then I'd have to look at the other fucking teams that are out there and how they're doing and shit. But who's the other fucking other subdivision, the other fucking division that there is? I don't know. But I'm gonna be smashing shoulders tonight with a buddy of mine. Gonna train with him, train some shoulders. I've been hitting pretty heavy weights lately. I've been trying to push that fucking, trying to break that barrier, the wall that I got, even if it's fucking 5 pounds, I've been trying to break it a little bit. So I've been training non-traditionally. Like I said, I told you guys before, I normally like to train 4x8 or 12-10-8-6 or fucking 12-12-10-10 with two warm-up sets of 15. I like to train somewhere in that vicinity of a ballpark. But I've actually been doing 3x3s, 4x4s, 5x5s lately. I've actually hit a couple of 4x6 days and 6x4 days. So I'm going to actually put some of that up, that content up. I'll run through the workout for you guys after I'm done on my way home. I'll make sure I fucking let you guys know what we did, how we did it, and what I personally, I'll give my personal opinion as to what I think works best for shoulder growth and certain ways to grow your shoulders without... you know, fucking damaging them without, you know, having to fucking smash massive weights. And this fucking car in my goddamn spot every single fucking day pisses me the fuck off. I'm fucking tired of it. I'm gonna fucking leave a note because this shit fucking gets really old real fucking quick. But, so I'll keep up with you guys later on. But for right now, I'm gonna head inside and, go sleepy. No, I'm just kidding. I gotta fucking do some shit on the phone and pay some bills and whatnot. So, with that being said, I'll talk to you guys soon, and always remember, suck a dick. Ah, fucking back at it, and it's been a little while, and I'm fucking sorry. Actually, no, fuck that, I'm not sorry. I've been fucking busy, yeah, haven't had time to fucking record some more shit, but you know what, on the drive home from Boston, have a little bit more time on my fucking hand, more fucking shit to get mad at in traffic. And, yeah, so this is gonna be, it's gonna be a decent episode or whatever the fuck you want to call it, segment episode. I don't give a fuck what you call it. It's just gonna be, you know, I think it's halfway decent so far. I came up with a fucking couple little things to talk about. I'm cutting that car off without going through, yeah, suck a dick, cunt. Oh, there you go. Keep flying across the dashboard, faggot. What's going on in the news? Well, last week on Friday, I believe it was, maybe Thursday, I don't fucking know, don't care. The House agreed and came to a vote to let, to fucking impeach Donald Trump. Now, if this somehow, which it won't, but if it somehow makes it through the Senate, which it won't because the Senate's mostly, or it's all fucking Republican, that would make Donald Trump the third ever president to be fucking impeached behind, I don't know who, because I don't give a fuck about politics. But this is actually kind of pissing me off. Now, I'll put it out there in the fucking open. I am and I am not a Trump supporter. I love what he's doing for the fucking military. It's only benefited me. And I love what he's doing with the fucking the working class, so to speak. If you look at the fucking unemployment rate since fucking Obama's been in, or during his 2 terms, it's like 8-something%. To when fucking Trump got in, I think it's around 6 now. I don't even know. I just know that it's lower. The unemployment rate is lower than it was when fucking Obama was in. So, you know, that's the shit I support. What I don't support, and I'll fucking say it for everyone to hear, I don't give a fuck. I don't agree with a president having a fucking Twitter account. I don't agree with him fucking making a fool of himself by opening his fucking mouth in some points in the world he should not open his mouth on. And, you know, I get people are going to rip him a new one regardless of who it is, whether you're a fucking Democrat or Republican. Everyone's always going to have an opinion. And that's when, as a president, not a normal person, me, someone says something, all right, well, we can talk about it in person, fix the issue by either maybe it's a misunderstanding, or we go fucking toe-to-toe. I don't care. Just don't talk shit behind someone's back. There's nothing that I won't say behind someone's back that I would not say to their face. I'll fucking say it right to your face. I don't give a fuck. You got a problem with it, fucking speak up like a man. Trump tends to let people get under his skin, so to speak. Now, you know, like I just said, I'm going to let people get under my fucking skin. And we can talk about it like adults or fucking go toe-to-toe. It doesn't matter. But he's a fucking president. You know, you shouldn't retaliate by calling fucking, you know, someone this or someone that, or saying they were bad at this or whatever the hell it is. You know, you're the president. Fucking, you're kind of representing our country and you're making yourself look like a fucking asshat. So there's shit that I do support that he does well, and then there's shit that I just don't agree with. But, you know, back to the impeachment thing. If you read up on it, I read up on it after a friend sent me a Snapchat. And I was like, what the fuck? He's getting impeached. So I read more about it. But anyways, the House pretty much had a 14-hour, I think it was 14 hours. Go, you fucking stupid cunt. Just because it's a fucking right turn doesn't mean you need to stop to clarify that you're turning right, you fucking ignorant cunt. Shit. I think it was a 14-hour. The House had a fucking 14-hour session. Whether they were going to vote to send it up to the Senate or not. And what ended up happening was, pretty much after 14 hours, the fucking head honcho, some ass clown, said, yeah, fuck, this has been going on too long. Let's just pass it through. The White House actually called it a mockery. Some other fucking people, even a couple Democrats, said that it was not the way you should go about sending this kind of severe of a fucking issue up through the chain. But whatever. I don't give a fuck. It's politics. I don't give a fuck. I just care that someone's going to get impeached, or someone might get impeached, and it's Donald Trump. Some reasons I can agree with, some not. But that's just me. I don't give a fuck. I personally, if I think you can do the job good, or if I think you're going to get shit done, you're going to get my vote, Democratic or fucking Republican. I don't give a shit. Just get it fucking done. Benefit my ass and the nation as a whole. Enough of that bullshit. Let's go back to the Patriots. They were on a fucking two-game losing streak, whatever the fuck you want to call it. And they came out against the Bengals after all this bullshit, cheating with allegations, whatever. Which they admitted to taping some shit. It was someone within the organization. But taping the Bengals practice. And they came out and put a fucking beating on, 34-13, this past weekend. And they were starting to look like the good old Patriots again. They looked like they were getting a little bit in rhythm. But, however, they still had some issues and fucking quirks they could have worked out. Like, Tom Brady should not have been sacked fucking 3, 4, 5 times, whatever it was. I still think the fucking offensive line has some shit they need to work out protecting Tom Brady. Now, that being said, it's not all his fault. It's not his fault he's one of the fucking slowest QBs to ever play the goddamn game, next to Ben Roethlisberger, in my opinion. You know, he's got to, you can't just rely on fucking, you know, you should be able to rely on your team. But at the same time, not every play, not everyone's going to be fucking perfect sync and everything's going to go right. You got to fucking improvise, you know, make some good plays himself, which he does right. Not taking anything away from him, but he's made a couple of fucking stupid throws here and there that fucking, whoa, what was that? Pretty much, you know, fucking, he's got to make some throws himself. So, I believe they're going on to play fucking, who are they going on to play? It's a Saturday game. Fuck, I forget. Let me think. I believe, let's see, Bills beat, yeah, so it's going to be the Bills. Bills beat Pittsburgh. Fucking lost me money. Goddamn cunts, I wanted Pittsburgh to win. Took them in the fucking spread, and they lost. Should have taken the fucking Bills in that game, because the spread was minus 6.5, which the Bills won 17-10. I would have won that. Probably actually would have done better odds for my parlay, too, but I didn't think the Bills have a fucking chance, even though the Bills actually aren't fucking half bad. They're, I think they're a closet team, personally speaking. Josh Allen, I have him on my fucking fantasy team, or had. I don't know, I think I dropped him, but fucking consistently putting up more points every week than Tom Brady. Yes, throws more interceptions and whatnot, but I think the Bills are a closet team. I think we should fucking beat them, no problem. If we don't, then I'm going to fucking throw my goddamn remote through my own TV. Yeah, that's that. The other thing I want to talk about was Conor McGregor coming back into the UFC. He's coming back January 18th? Maybe 15th? I don't fucking know. It's one of the 2 days. It's either the 15th or the 18th. He's going to be fighting Donald Cowboy Cerrone. I think McGregor's going to handle him. And I want to get this on the record right now. The only reason that fight is going to go the distance, if it does go to decision, is because anyone that knows Cowboy Cerrone, he can fucking take a beating. He can take punches. He's not really the most, my personal opinion, he's not the most endured guy, but he can take punches, if that makes any fucking sense. But I think McGregor's going to end up winning that fight. If he somehow loses, it's because Cowboy Cerrone is known for landing a couple of fucking knockout shots in later rounds and has some power behind his punches. So if McGregor loses, I'm calling it right now. It's not going to be a submission. It ain't going to be a submission. But it's going to be because he fucking gets a little lackadaisical in the ring, and let's say he starts winning the ring and he knows he's fucking winning the rounds. He's known for doing a little fucking showboating here and there. If he does lose, it's because he's going to get caught. He's going to get stunned. Kind of like what he did with Diaz. He got stunned a couple times and fucking, you know, showboated a little bit and kind of took it not as sincere as I'd like to see. But anyways, what I want to talk about is fucking Conor McGregor. For those of you that don't follow him too often or don't follow the UFC too often, actually has already come out pre fucking the Cerrone fight and said he wants a rematch with Khabib. Now, my take on Khabib, yes, great fighter. Yeah, he's up there in the number one, whatever, only because he's a great fucking jiu-jitsu fighter. He has great jiu-jitsu, great wrestling game, great ground game, gets a lot of takedowns and fucking wears people down. Do I think he strikes hard? Personally, no, I don't. I don't think he's one of the harder hitters in the league. In the UFC, I think the majority of his fights come because he knows how to fucking take fighters down, wear them down, and then fucking strike and win by fucking, you know, ground shit, ground and pound. McGregor's already challenged him to a fight after the Cerrone match, which Khabib came out and said McGregor's in the minor leagues, or I forget the exact quote, but he's in the fucking minor league, or he's a minor leaguer compared to him. He'd rather fight someone else. I personally want to see Masvidal beat the ever-living shit out of Khabib, because that right there is two completely different styles of fighting. Masvidal is great on the ground, but he is known for fucking being a brawler. He'll go toe-to-toe with anyone, as we saw in the Diaz fight, which, again, controversial. Diaz is known for taking fucking fourth and fifth round wins, laying it on in the fourth and fifth rounds, which that fight that he fought Masvidal in was called in the fourth round, I believe it was, or at the end of the third. I forget which one it was. It was the beginning of the fourth. Fucking because he had scar tissue open up, which if you saw in the Pettis fight, I believe it was, the Anthony Pettis fight, fucking same exact cut, same location, everything, same fucking cut, and he still fucking won that fight. I actually lost money on that fight. I bet on Pettis in that fight. But pretty much, I forget exactly what Khabib said. It was he said McGregor was in the minor leagues and had to fucking lose some weight and win X amount of fights to be deserving of a fucking lightweight belt. So, you know, that I don't like. So pretty much what he's saying is McGregor has to come down to his level of fighting and fucking let's see if he can, you know, stand in the ring then. But, so that kind of pissed me off a little bit. You know, if you're a champ, if someone's going to call you, all right, if I was in the UFC, right, which, honestly, I wish I could be, but, I'm not. So, but if I was holding a belt and I beat someone previously in fights, and they challenged me to the same fight that we fought that belt at, I'm taking that fight. You know why? That's a challenge. Someone threw the fucking challenge card down, said, all right, I think I'm going to take you the second time around. Let's fucking go. And you say, nah, you got to do this and win X amount of fight. No, fuck that. Shut the fuck up. Sack the fuck up. Let's go. You know, get the second fight up. Get it on the scorecard. Get it going. Get a contract going. Fucking go at it again. See if you really are what you are. If you beat him again, if you beat him a second time, I'd say, okay, all right. Well, you know what? Now I'm going to call the shots. Do this. Oh, fuck. Pardon me. Accomplish these goals, and then you and I can talk about you fucking being a possible contender of a fight again. But that's just what I have to say. Anyways, I think the next episode I'm going to focus on some workout shit. I'm on a different training regimen at the moment. I'm actually doing strength only. So what I'm doing is pretty much a core lift, 1 to 2 core lifts of strength, which is pretty much low reps. Or low sets, low reps, so like 3x3s, 4x4s. I did 5x5 for chest the last time I worked it, in which I hit 275 easily for 5 reps, or 5 sets, 5 reps. So we're going to up that to the next set. It's going to be 3x3s, which will probably do 305, 3 sets of 3. But I'll go into that on the next episode I'm going to record. So that's going to be up until sometime mid-January, where I'm going to do maybe even early January. I'm going to do a 1-rep max day, which is pretty much going to be, I'm going to go through each core lift. So your bench press, your shoulder press, not squat, only because, oh, there goes that fucking twat. I'm not going to do squats because those of you that do know me, I've had 2 ACL reconstructive surgeries on my knees, and I tend to not go heavy on legs anymore. I don't see a need to. I'd rather just have fucking nice, meaty, like toned up, shredded legs. So what I'll probably do is an AMRAP. And for those of you that don't know what an AMRAP is, it's as many reps as possible. AMRAP. Use your fucking brain and common sense. So what I might do is fucking throw 225 on the bar for squat and see how many reps I can bang out. I'd like to be in that 20 to 30 range for 225. We'll see. With the training I was doing before, I was hitting legs once every 2 weeks, only because it, you know, 8 years down the road, or 8 to 9 years down the road, my legs still do feel fucking, my knees get sore after doing some leg movements and shit. So, like I said, I'm gonna probably aim, I might even aim fucking sometime right after the new year. I've been eating like a fucking animal lately, and I've been training for the last week to 2 weeks of pretty much heavy. So maybe I'll do fucking first week in January, like January 7th or something. I know I had January 15th down for somebody that I told. I think I'm going to push that date up, push it forward, get that timeline going faster to see where I'm at. And I'll keep you guys posting that. So yeah, the next workout or the next podcast episode is going to be mainly workout shit, in which I'll pretty much touch up what I'm doing, what exercise I'm doing, and then how I'm supplementing core lifts. So with that being said, hope y'all enjoy this fucking, this episode. I know it's been a minute. Shut the fuck up. Give me a break. I've been busy. So we'll get some content out there. Maybe I'll do 2 episodes this week. What I'll do is probably post this one today, Monday, and then I'll post one on Friday or some shit. Yeah, I'll probably do one Friday. We'll see though. And yeah, you know what I might do? Me and a couple buddies are going shredding up at the Loaf this Saturday and Sunday, heading up Friday night. Maybe I'll have fucking my buddy that I'm riding up with on my best friend that I'm riding up with Friday. Maybe add some shit up down the way up there. Just talk nonsense, talk random shit if he's up for it. If not, fuck it. Oh, well. I'll do it on my own time. But for that, this week is concluded. And everyone have a great week.